Minnesota's trapping season opened Saturday, October 19th, and runs through March 15th. That has many dog owners in the state worried, including our next guest, John Reynolds of Merrifield, Minnesota. John is a founding member and president of a group called Dog Lovers for Safe Trapping. Welcome to the show, John.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all, tell us why you founded this organization, Dog Lovers for Safe Trapping.
It kind of all started when my dog Penny was killed in a 220 body grip trap. After that, when her story hit the newspaper, I wrote letters and then the local newspaper did some stories on it. But when the stories hit the newspaper, it just kind of spread. And before I knew it, I was getting calls from all over the state from people that had lost dogs.
When did this happen?
It was December 17th, 2011.
Okay.
That's the day I'll never forget.
Well, what happened?
I was out with her, and it was in an area that I had scouted. I trap occasionally, too, so I'm familiar with trapping. And I wanted to make sure that there was nobody trapping in the area where I was going to have her be unattended for a little bit. She was a good dog. She rarely got more than 100 yards from me, and she'd come just right away when I called. And anyway, I was setting some foothold traps for fox out on the lake, and I figured it'd take me probably 10 minutes, and then we'd go and finish the rest of the day hiking or grouse hunting or something. And when I got done setting those two traps, I called and nothing. And then I just started to panic because, you know, that's nothing what I would expect from her. And I looked and looked, and I started out looking too far from the area because I figured, well, she can't be close. You know, otherwise she'd come. And about a half hour later, I ended up walking back to the car. And on the way there, I looked off the side of the road, and I saw a body grip box. And I just started screaming. And when I saw the box there, and I just started running and screaming, and when I got closer, I could see the trap was missing. And I knew right then that was it. And sure enough, she was laying right pretty much in front of the box.
What are these traps being set for? What kind of animal?
The traps that killed Penny and a lot of the dogs in my area are set for bobcat, which is actually a less than effective way of catching bobcats. You're much better off to set a foothold anyway. But the thing is, the state gives trappers a 3-day period for checking their traps if they use body grip traps. If they use a foothold, they have to check it every day. And a lot of Minnesota trappers just aren't willing to do that.
Well, how many dogs die in traps each year in Minnesota?
It's in the dozens. We know of 20 that were killed in 2012. 13 of those 20 were killed after the new regulations went into effect. They were supposed to protect our dogs. That's what we were promised. But if you look at the change in the regs, you ask any dog owner, and they can tell you right away that it won't protect dogs.
Back to Dog Lovers for Safe Trapping, this spurred you to start the group. Tell us about the group and what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay. Dog Lovers for Safe Trapping Minnesota is a nonprofit group, and our goal is to get body grip traps kept away from dogs. Still use them. I mean, they're good traps, but not set them where a dog can get caught and be killed, which, generally speaking, that means we want the traps 5 feet off the ground. But there are some very specific exceptions that would still make the trap dog-proof. Other states have 5 feet. I know of one state that's actually got 6 feet. This has been going on for at least 2 decades. I ran into body grip traps with my first springer, 20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
Who's pushing back on this? What's the problem with changing these regulations to protect dogs? Why are they against? Why are people against it?
Because it's change. Nobody likes to be told what to do, and some people would have to change the way they trap. And they don't want that. They're happy with the way things are, and they consider it in position for them to have to change the way they use those traps.
Well, what can our listeners do to support your efforts?
The can do is to contact their representative and their senator and tell them that it's critical that we protect dogs from body grip traps. The regulations that were passed in 2012 are completely ineffective, and we knew that right from the start. We need to toughen it up or to tighten up the regulations so that dogs just physically can't reach the trap. We can't depend on dog behavior to protect dogs because it won't work.
What can dog owners do to keep their pets safe?
As far as keeping your dog safe, the only thing that I can say is to keep it out of the woods and keep it out of the roadside ditches. That's all that dog owners really can do because, like I said, I scouted the area where Penny was killed, and I looked for footprints, I looked for tire tracks, and there was no indication that anybody was in there, which is why I felt she'd be safe for a few minutes. And as it turned out, I was wrong. Mm. There's 2 million dog owners in Minnesota, and there's about 250,000 small game hunters, but there's only about 10,000 trappers, and I don't believe that the majority of the trappers support keeping body grips on the ground. Most trappers that I know are ethical, and they wouldn't risk someone else's dog. I believe it's just a minority of trappers that are willing to do this to us.
Well, I want to remind our listeners we're talking with John Reynolds. He's the founder and president of a Minnesota-based nonprofit called Dog Lovers for Safe Trapping. And once again, Minnesota's trapping season opened Saturday, October 19th, and runs through March 15th. To learn more about efforts to change trapping regulations in Minnesota to protect dogs, visit DogLoversForSafeTrappingMN.org. Is there anything you'd like to add before we let you go, John?
I would just like to add, you were asking what dog owners could do to protect their dogs. And one thing that you can do is to post your property. And that, that doesn't mean that a trapper can't come and set traps there, but then they have to come to you and get your permission. Mm-hmm. And also, if you live along a smaller road, like a township road or a county road or possibly even a state highway, you may still own your ditch. And if that's the case, if you post your property, your ditch is off limits.
Well, that's good information. Thank you for talking with us today. Hope your dogs stay safe.
They're going to be kept out of the woods.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity.